I want you. I've wanted you for a while now, actually. Ever since I became friends with your daughter at university, I've always looked forward to seeing you whenever I came over here. You know, you're different from other men. I mean, older men, that is. I mean, I'm not saying that you're old or anything by any means. It's just, I'm not, you know? And you're aging so fucking gracefully. It's almost unfair. I mean, you have nice hair, no belly. Well, no flat belly either. But trust me, I don't mind at all. You're so handsome, and you have this perpetual 5 o'clock shadow thing going on. It makes you look so rugged and just sexy. But looks are not the most important thing, I think. You're sweet, I guess is the word. Maybe kind? I don't know. I just feel so safe when I'm with you. You know, other men, they look at me, well, let's just say their minds wander. I've caught more than a fair share of them just flat out staring at me and giving me this creepy smile as I notice them. Or worse of all, a wink. Ugh, it really gives me the creeps. But you don't do that. I've never caught you staring at me in a weird way. When we talk, you actually look at me. You're friendly. You're respectful, I guess. And I hate that about you. Of all the men looking me over like they want to fuck me, the one I would let fuck me is so fucking polite. Is doing the right thing. Ugh. I mean, I want to feel your hands on me. I want to press myself against you. I want to feel your stubbly chin hairs just graze on my thigh. I want to feel your mouth on me. Anywhere. Everywhere. And you are not seeing me like the way I want you to. You don't see me like a sexual creature just dying to be fucked by you. Her desire for you just seeping out of every single pore. Her pussy wet when she rings your doorbell. So, I was brave today. I knew exactly when your daughter would be gone for a while, so I came over to see you. No, to seduce you. I've kept my wardrobe simple, just a t-shirt and a short skirt, that's it. The skirt is long enough to be decent, but short enough to be dangerous when I bend over, especially with no panties on. When I was waiting for you to open the door, my heart was pounding in my chest. I mean, what if I can't get you to see things my way, or what if this messes up my friendship with her? Like, what if I'm no longer allowed to come over here? Then, right then, you opened the door and smiled at me. All my worries were gone. My mission had started. You explained that your daughter wasn't home. I lied and said that she told me to wait for her here, that I was early but in the neighborhood. You believed me. I mean, of course you would. And I briefly felt bad for abusing your trust in me. Then you invited me in, into your house where it could just be me and you alone. You told me to get myself a drink. You know, I've already been here so much that I know my way around. You went to get your glass from the living room. It was on a serving tray that's on that upholstered coffee table thing. What is it? An ottoman? Ottoman? I don't know. A couch in the bench shape. We sat on it while we're gaming. The timing was important, but I had it all planned out. Always, when you go get your glass there, you look up at the kitchen, like where you want to go next. This time, when you looked up, you would see me, my back to you, grabbing a soda from behind the shelf of the refrigerator. I heard your movement stop. I made a fuss of putting one bottle back and choosing another, knowing full well my pussy was on display for you. But you couldn't say anything about it, right? I mean, how do you tell your daughter's friend that her pussy was showing? You don't. You just stare. And stare you did. As I peeked past my legs and the hem of my skirt, I saw you. But I didn't tell you that. Instead, I just chose another bottle. I poured myself a drink and you slowly made your way over. You looked confused about what you were feeling, about what you had just seen. I almost felt sorry for you. But then I spotted the reason you were walking slower than usual. A bulge in your pants. I couldn't help but smile a bit. It was working. This was my plan. While I sip my drink, you grab some water. You're back facing me. For my next step, I had hoped that you would go back to your armchair, you know, across from that ottoman thing. And of course you did. I mean, you're a creature of habit. You seem happy to be able to sit down, finally, just crossing your legs to hide that last remnant of your erection. Perfect. Exactly where I wanted you. I put my glass down and walked over to you. I put the little serving tray on the floor and then just sat myself directly opposite you on the ottoman, making absolute sure that my skirt would rise up on my legs as I did so. I may have helped it a little bit too. You were trying very hard not to look down my body when you casually asked how I was doing. Still being polite. Still doing the right thing. Even though my invitation was clear, at least I thought. So I needed to be clear. I bite my lip and slowly lowered my eyes to look between my legs as I just spread them wider and wider. Your eyes could not help but follow my gaze. And that is where we are now. You, not being able to take your eyes off my pussy anymore. And me, just reveling in my success. But I do hope to get you to take another step. And another. A quick look up shows that you're appreciating the view. Your mouth hangs open, your shoulders dropped. Before you regain composure, I just slightly trail my fingers over my thighs, from my knees towards my exposed pussy. I know that I need to get you to touch me sooner. You may come to your senses and think that this is wrong, but it's not. I want this. I hope it's clear to you. I want you to touch me. But my own hands betray me. I can't help myself, as one of them is already moving a finger up and down my wet slit. I lean back on the other hand for support as my fingers just reach to my clit. A shivering sigh just escaping my lips. I just have to close my eyes to enjoy the sensation of doing this in front of you. Just showing myself, exposing my desire for you. As I open my eyes, you have a hand over your mouth. Oh no, not in shock, I hope. But no, it's just a nervous gesture. As you're now looking into my eyes, I bite my lip again and give you a slow nod. This is for you. I say as two fingers just spread open my wetness. You lick your lips and seem to be looking for words. Are you going to protest? Are you going to protect me from my own actions? Are you going to kick me out? You say, go on. Just two words. As you lean back into your chair, not to relax, but ready to see a show. Those two words are like a start signal for my fingers as I bring one inside me with a deep sigh. Like, you want me. You fucking want me. You want me to show myself to you. You want to see me. See me like the horny girl I am. Yeah? You want this? I can hardly restrain myself as I feel the palm of my hand just rubbing my clit each time my fingers move inside me. You uncross your legs. Oh yeah, that bulge is back. You can't help but adjust yourself through your pants. Oh, fuck. I want to see it. I so desperately want to see it that I'm starting to jerk my hand harder and harder against my clit. I pull my knees up, which makes my skirt drop around my waist. But that's just too much balancing, so I lay down on my back, feet up in the air. God, I've never felt more exposed than right now. My other hand is kneading my breast through my shirt, and I just close my eyes. Look at me. Look at me. See me finger fucking myself for you, right in front of you. See me pleasuring myself and not holding back, but being absolutely feral and in heat for you. I lift my head up to look at you. Your hand inside your pants now. I think you don't want to assume how far this will go, but so you're just restraining yourself. Will I just tease you like this? Will I let you lick me, maybe? Will I blow you or let you fuck me? Well, if you want, all of the above. But you don't know that yet. You beautiful man, you. Take it out. Show me your dick. Your movement stops, like you hadn't even considered this scenario. But I'm sure that you have already fucked me mentally in many different positions. Please, I want to see it. I plead. Like another switch, your mind decides to just give in. You unbuckle your pants and take out your hard dick. An unsteady, shivering sigh escapes me. Fuck. That thing looks delicious. I immediately imagine it between my legs. Instead of my fingers, and a jolt of ecstasy, it just flows through me. Oh, fuck. I throw my head back and intensify my fingering, just imagining you're inside me, just fucking me senseless. Oh, fuck. It feels so good. Wait, that will feel so good. I'm going to make sure I feel you inside me. With a bolt, I just sit up upright, catching you stroking yourself. I smile with my sluttiest little smile at you. You try to smile back, but you're still a little unsure. I need to jumpstart you for real before my friend comes home. I've gotten you this far now. There's no way I'm not gonna go all the way. I take my shirt off, my boobs just exposed to the air, pointing their nipples at you. I give them a playful tweak. Then I just drop to my knees. Unexpected, it seems, as you stop mid-stroke. My hands slowly caress your legs as I alternate my gaze from your eyes to your dick and back. I start to lean in, and with a quick exhale, you just let go of your cock. I stop, look you in the eye one last time, and then just put a single wet kiss on your shaft. I'm opening my mouth so my tongue reaches the bottom of your shaft. After which I'll lick my way all the way to the top. You're shaking now, your hands digging into the armrest of your chair as my mouth just engulfs the head. Now it's your turn to moan. I suck on it and let it escape my lips with a loud pop. Fuck, you whisper. Oh yes, we will. I say as I take you in again. Another switch must have triggered because you're moving your hips now, pushing yourself further and further into my mouth. Fuck yes. This is it. The point of no return. I've got you now. You will fuck me. Your cock will taste my pussy. I'm not great at deep throat, but I can make up for it by being sloppy and using my tongue. I mean, you certainly seem to be enjoying yourself more and more. I've got one hand on the base of your cock, making sure I can please it, while the other hand is in between my legs again. I just can't help myself. I'm so worked up that two fingers slide in with ease. Your hands have left the armrest and are now holding my head. Luckily, I can keep you from going too deep, but I am letting you set the pace. And boy, do you like it fast. It's almost like you're afraid this will end soon. I have to use both hands to get you out of my mouth for some air. Panting and looking at you, your pre-cum around my lips while I'm just stroking you. Not so fast, I tell you. I don't want you to come yet. Just enjoy it. You seem relieved, knowing that there'll be more to come. I lick your cock like a melting icicle, all along the shaft, popping the head in my eager mouth now and again for some tongue. You seem to ease into it now, happy with the knowledge I'll let you come soon. But my pussy feels so lonely, and I really think it deserves a cock like that. So, I stand up, turn around, and drop my little skirt. As I lean down to hold my knees, you instinctively grab my butt. Both hands, actually. Good. I love having your hands on me. With your legs still spread, I slowly sit on your lap, making sure that your gorgeous cock makes its way inside my throbbing pussy. We both savor the moment of my ass touching your groin, both moaning at the sensation. You feel so fucking good inside me. I start moving my warm pussy up and down your cock, just reveling in the feeling of it finally being there. Your cock inside me, inside my pussy, making me feel so damn good. Yes, grab my hips, keep me steady. That feeling of your warm, hard cock so deep inside me is driving me mad with desire. I've dreamed about this and touched myself while doing it, but it has never felt like this. One of your hands grabs a boob. I cannot believe you're touching me, let alone touching me there. What am I thinking? You're fucking me. Nevertheless, your hands on me feel more personal, if that makes any sense. I feel you matching my rhythm, thrusting upwards as I come down on your cock. You seem impatient. Or are you about to come? I look back at you and see your eyes just fixed on your hard cock entering me. You seem mesmerized by it. Could it be that you've dreamed about this too? That you've wanted me all along? If so, then you've shown impressive restraint. But there's no restraint now. You're seriously fucking me. You look up for a second, see my mouth open wide with a face full of desire. You stop me from coming down on you again, and with an unexpected strength, you just push me forward. I land on my hands and knees on the ottoman. I don't think I'm calling the shots anymore. You just growl as you enter me again. I fucking love being taken like that. You put one foot next to me and lean forward a little, pressing down on my shoulders. I cannot help but lower my chest down into the upholstery. The change in position lets you reach places in me I didn't even know were there. Pleasure points that, when touched, send me reeling with desire. Fuck. You really know what you're doing. Your thrusting is even harder now. And if it's even possible, it's deeper. Oh, fuck. That's so deep. This is beyond my dreams. This is ecstasy. I don't care anymore what you do. Just don't stop. Don't stop fucking me. Don't stop pounding your cock into my eager pussy. Don't stop thrusting. Don't stop. Just don't stop. I feel like I'm being used. Used for your pleasure. And I want you to use me. I want you inside me. I want you to just fuck me. You're fucking me so hard now. I just can't stay on my knees anymore. I have to lay down on my stomach. As I'm prone, you quickly adjust. Your feet on the ground, your cock never missing a beat. As I try to keep my little ass up, this feels so fucking good. Thrust after thrust hits me. Your pulls against my thighs, your cock deep inside me, my ass against your belly. Then I find the perfect angle with my hips. The angle where your cock touches my insides so good. My hand just squeezes its way underneath me so I can reach for my clit. This is how I want to come. Knowing that you're enjoying yourself. That I'm pleasuring you. That your cock is inside of me. I don't have much room, but I can make it work. My clit is so wet from the juices just flowing that my fingers slide over it with ease. I'm rubbing myself while you fuck my pussy. And I will come like this, like your toy, your plaything. And as I feel myself reaching climax, I hear your stuttering breath, indicating that you're about to come too. The thought of me making you come, it's too much. I grab and rub anything I can find between my legs. My clit, the inside of my thigh, I even fill up your cock and balls. And then, just wave after wave of pleasure takes over me. I'm shuddering underneath you, as you just thrust more forcefully into me. You're coming too. I do my very best to give you everything that I have. I want you to remember this as the best fuck you've ever had. I hear you grunt, followed by a warm feeling inside me. I push my ass up a little more. You grunt more, and in one long and noisy exhale, you just squirt all of your cum deep inside me. The movements are erratic as you try to recover from coming. I'm in a haze, just slowly realizing what just happened. That I made you come. You fucked me. Finally, you collapse onto the sofa next to us. I can't move yet. I'm still laying on my hand and the other is just dangling uselessly off the side. But I see you. I see you looking at me. And I crack a little smile. When you return that smile, I can't help but giggle. What the hell did we just do? You tell me that was amazing, that I was amazing. I can only make a kiss sound as I'm just too tired to even move properly after being fucked so good. But that all changes quickly as we both hear my friend's car pull into the driveway.